Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today, for tuning in. I'm your host, Shanda Cadet, founder of Business Babies and Beauty and creator of businessbabiesandbeauty.com, where I help women in the infancy stages of their business and their family. I am an entrepreneur. I'm also mother to 6 beautiful children. So whether you need help with your business or your children, I can help with that. I feel like saying there's an app for that, but I can help with that. So today I would like to welcome my very special guest, Ashley Lowndes. Brooks, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you newly married?
No.
No? Okay. You've been married, but you just, that's you did like me. Oh, okay. I see. Okay. I got that. I had that issue too. Anyway, thank you so much for being here, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And let me give you a very special thank you for being a part of my holiday soiree.
You're so welcome.
And for being a vendor. Your participation helped kids have a really good Christmas, and I really appreciate that.
Awesome.
Thank you. Let me tell you a little bit about Ashley, and then she's going to tell you a whole lot about me. With a creative blend of classic styles and trendy phrases inspired by popular culture, First Kings Apparel brings an exciting new t-shirt line to the faith-based community. Founder Ashley Lowndes recognizes the importance of spreading positive messages through fashion, and her personal life experiences influenced the decision to launch First Kings Apparel. All right. First Kings Apparel, tell us all about it.
Well, actually, I have a strong faith. Mm-hmm. And so I was actually reading First Kings, a chapter in the Bible, chapter 13, to be more exact. And it was talking about the prophet, how he disobeyed God. Mm-hmm. And through his disobedience, he died. And so I was like, wow, you really have to follow God to the T, to his instructions. And so my first design that I came up with, which is very strong, it says, do not fight death, which is do not fight doing everything according to him, Christ. And so that was my first design. And that kind of launched First Kings Apparel.
And when was that?
That was in 2013, September.
So. Wow. And so you, what were you doing prior to your t-shirt?
Prior to my t-shirt, I have a nonprofit organization titled Classic. Mm-hmm. It's an acronym for Christian Ladies All Together, Standard Against Social Injustice Corporation.
Wow.
So Classic for short. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I started that in 2007. It empowers, at first it started off women empowering women, but a lot of women have families and different things. So it's women empowering families.
That's awesome.
So we host different events. Classic Kids Christmas is our biggest event that we give away toys, food, and clothes to families in need. And also in 2010, I published my first book entitled A Woman's Guide to Being Single, Satisfied, and Saved.
All right. Well, Ashley, you got a lot going on. The First Kings Apparel is just like the icing on it. Okay, so back to the book. Mm-hmm. What's the title again?
A Woman's Guide to Being Single, Satisfied, and Saved.
I love that. What inspired that?
Basically my faith. When I was in college, Georgia State University, I saw a lot of women falling out or dropping out of college due to maybe, you know, pregnancy, just different issues. And mainly a lot of women, when you get into relationships, we get so caught up and we lose ourselves and what we stand for and start to get attached to the man and just.
That is so true.
Yeah. So basically I talked about just having faith in God, and I wrote it in that particular order because I believe you can be single and satisfied. But when it comes to being saved, that's a different aspect. When you're living single and satisfied through God's way, living through his will, it brings a different aspect of it. So I wrote it in that particular order for that reason.
And so you just woke up one day and you were like, you know what? I think there's a lot of women out there who are feeling like I'm feeling or may just need to hear this. I'm going to write a book.
Yeah.
And you did that.
It took me 18 months because I literally stopped for like 6 months just doing different things. And I stopped writing for about 6 months. But overall, the process was about 18 months for me.
And you finished it and you published it yourself?
Yeah. I did self-publishing, Amazon.com. Actually want to do some additions and edits and relaunch it in 2016.
Oh, that's cool. So where can we find it? Amazon.com?
Amazon.com.
And the name is again?
Woman's Guide to Being Single, satisfied and safe.
I love that. Hey, girl, you got books and all sorts of and nonprofit organizations. Wow. Okay. So what brought on the nonprofit organization?
While in college as well, I'm just very passionate overall about helping people. Mm-hmm. And so God deals with me in acronyms. So
I hear a lot of people say that.
Yeah. So I just got the word classic and I was like, okay, classic. And then it just came Christian Ladies All Together, mm-hmm. Standing Against Social Injustice Corporation.
I love it. And that launched in, what'd you say?
2007.
Okay. Wow. That is amazing. And how did you go about establishing your nonprofit?
I love paperwork. I was in school for business and it turned into hospitality. But while in there, I took a business law class and learned some few things and did my research. And I actually incorporated myself because I love paperwork and learning different things. So I started and I had a best friend, Miss Precious Douse. She's also a co-founder as well.
Hey, Precious.
So she helped me in launching that, getting it out and growing the organization to what it is as well. And so we also have two other ladies, Miss Bethany and Felucia. They also helped as well.
Hey, Bethany and Felucia. You guys go. So you could, I'm sure, help someone else start a nonprofit mm-hmm. organization.
Yeah, definitely. I love helping other women to do that. I have women that have reached out to me. I love sitting down, getting advice mm-hmm. To other women. And it also brings me, I'm working on branding me mm-hmm. in 2016. The brand I'm working on is Groomed for Excellency. Mm-hmm. I believe in doing everything you do, doing it excellently.
Yes.
Not that it has to be perfect.
That is so true.
But doing the best that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning right now how to brand me and different things. And Groomed for Excellency is business, life, and relationships got what God's way. Mm-hmm. And so basically business, First Kings, relationships, my book, and this life with classic and interacting with different women. So I used my previous business to build my platform on that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on in 2016.
Amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it. So it sounds like you've been faith-based, like mm-hmm. from day one.
Yeah. Well, I ain't say day one.
Not day one. Okay.
Not day one.
Who introduced you to God? Grandma, mom?
I would say overall my father is mm-hmm. a deacon. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in church and everything. And when I got of age, I was like, I'm not going to church. We went to church every day. Mm-hmm. Stepmom, she was in the choir. So mm-hmm. every single day was mm-hmm. some type of event. Mm-hmm. So when I got to college, I wowed out. Mm-hmm. I did my thing. But then in the Word of God, it says, you know, raise up a child and they will return. Yes. So definitely things weren't going all as well. I was like, oh, this is not the life that I want to live. And so therefore, I returned. Mm-hmm. And Precious, we met our freshman year in college. And then she got me to the church I am now. And I've been there for 10 years going on 11.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you go every Sunday?
No, I have a full-time job. But shout out to All About Jesus Ministries, my pastor and apostle, Eric Mosley. No, I don't go every Sunday, but mm-hmm. I definitely am active in church. I go up there on like Wednesdays when I'm able to. Mm-hmm. So I am still involved, but not every Sunday. Mm-hmm. So
that's good. I mean, honestly, I have a very strong faith as well. And I was just telling my mom the other day, I don't believe that you need to go, that you have to be in church every single Sunday. Mm-hmm. I said, I think you know, twice a month or, you know, it's good. It's good. We have church in our home. I just feel like if I'm talking to my kids mm-hmm. About God and Jesus and the whole Trinity, Holy Spirit and all that, and, you know, raising them up in the way that they should go and that they, and if they know this, they're all good. And we go to church to fellowship because mm-hmm. at my church, if you have small children, then you have to go into another room mm-hmm. and watch it from the TV screen. I'm like, well, if I have to do this, then I can just watch it from home. But I do love my members though. And I love to go and see them. And they're always like, well, and it seems like every time I go back, I have a new baby and they're, you know, but it's all good though. I do love my church, Ark of Salvation. Absolutely enjoy that. So awesome. I'm so happy to hear that you have all of this going on. Do you have kids?
No, I don't have
Not
kids.
Yet.
No. I have a little brother.
That's good enough. I mean, you have a lot going on though. So what do you do on an everyday basis?
I have a full-time, job or career. I'm mm-hmm. a manager of a restaurant, so mm-hmm. that keeps me active. I have 27 employees.
Wow.
So definitely preparing for Christmas. Mm-hmm. In my downtime, I enjoy just relaxing, mm-hmm. Which is very far and few in between. So catching a movie every now and then, picking up a book to read to keep myself entertain. So.
Today is one of those days for that. Like, I was just driving here, and I'm like, today would be a good day for a movie.
Yes.
Good movie. What movies are out right now? Star Wars, is it?
Yeah,
out there?
Okay. Star Wars. Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I'm not,
like
but I
that.
Saw Creed. It was amazing.
Oh, it probably is good.
It was so good. Motivational.
Yeah. I need to go and see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today. Well, maybe not today. I haven't saw my kids since 5 o'clock yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh my goodness. I had a blast. It was great. It was my birthday, the first day of winter. I said I wanted to go to a local place. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And that VIP is probably still recuperating from that turnout. But it was great. And so my husband took my kids 5 o'clock yesterday and dropped them off with my mom. I haven't seen them yet. I'll see them today. Okay. So we probably won't do the movies. But this week is a good week to just relax.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Right. Like, you know, we need to just slow it down. But business doesn't slow down. People still want their packages. And
yes.
They want their stuff. And so when you're in business for yourself, you just can't. Even when you're working for someone, you can't stop your restaurant. People still want to come in and eat.
That is true. 24/7.
Yes.
But one thing I do want to say is very important that you do have time for yourself. Mm-hmm. One thing I do in the morning is praying, because you never know what you may encounter during the day. And I have days that are just so crazy. So even if it's not like, you know, turn off your phone for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot a quote, so I don't want to misquote. It's like 1,444 minutes that may be incorrect, mm-hmm. In a day. Mm-hmm. So just take 15 minutes for yourself.
Yeah.
So even if it's just a 15-minute reflection, prayer in the morning or during lunch, I think that's important to recuperate.
I think it's important, too. It really is. To just come back, like, even when you do pray in the morning, during the day, so many things happen that you do have to get another maybe 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, come back
Be
like, yeah, I need that guidance all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Holy Spirit, lead and guide again. Let's just straighten this up and start again.
True.
So that's important. My relationship with God is like extremely important too. And it can affect business decisions, relationship decisions. Yeah. I imagine that I had to say, you're married now, right? No, okay.
I know everyone, because I have two last names.
Right. Okay.
That's how my birth certificate.
So you're single.
Yes.
And I'm sure that your faith affects the decision to whether or not you're going to date this person or not.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't believe, I guess, dating, that's what we use in, I guess, 2015. Mm-hmm. But when I say dating, I'm more so courting. Mm-hmm. I don't date you just to say I have a boyfriend or anything. I'm in a relationship. I date because I think you're a husband potential. So when I say dating, that means we've hung out. You've met a few of my friends or family, whomever, and I see this going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of what I wrote in my book. A lot of us date for convenience, or it makes us feel good, or just to have someone in our bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very old school. You open up the doors for me.
Yeah.
Definitely, you meet my parents. I'm a daddy's little girl, so I do like his approval. But so that's me. I don't just date to say I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I do take my time out and figure, is this someone I want to spend the rest of my life with?
Mm-hmm. So. Which is good, because, I mean, you're supposed to look at every potential mate like, as their a potential husband or the guy that you're seeing or courting. So, like, what are some early signs early on that you'll be like, no, he's not the one?
Definitely in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not this. They have to go to church every Sunday, but they need to have a strong faith in God. I believe a man is the covering. So I would like if he has a good prayer life. I want him to pray over me before we go out the doors or whatever it is, be able to encourage me. Support is my number one thing that I look for, someone who supports me in my endeavors, because I do, just as business women, mothers, we do a lot.
Yeah.
So just having someone in your corner to support you, to be there is essential for me.
Mm-hmm.
Health wise, I don't like people who smoke. Mm-hmm. I'm not big on smoking. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the greatest shape, but I do like.
Girl, you look good.
I do like working out. Like, I worked out before I came here in 20. 2014, Thanksgiving, I ran a 10K.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations.
My goal is to eventually do a half marathon. Not ready for a marathon, but a half marathon.
How do you prepare for that? Like,
I can't run down the street.
I can't run down the stairs.
I read different magazines, you know, speed run, walk back. It's different things they teach you. I don't know. What was the Atlanta Run and BlackGirlsRun.com? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. BlackGirlsRun. Mm-hmm. So I did it one time before. But I just definitely like going to the gym, working out with different people to keep myself as active. Mm-hmm. And not even just to lose weight, but for stress reasons. Yeah. That is perhaps my number one. Because different things I encounter, just working out helps me be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I can imagine, like, being in the restaurant business, that is a tough business. I heard that it's a tough business to be in. I mean, I can just imagine. I used to be a hostess at Papa Do's.
Okay.
I didn't get the chance to, you know, get into all of the foolery that most of them get into. I was just right at the door and I would take it to your seat. But I saw a lot. It's a lot that goes into that. So my hat's off to you for sure.
Thank you.
Ashley bought me a gift, you guys, and I wanted to open it.
Here.
Oh, it's in a pretty Merry Christmas tin. I'm a winter baby. So. She got a car too. I love it. Oh, thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, now let's see what. Oh, a t-shirt. Yes. Okay, so this I woke up like this. Mm-hmm. Thankful. I absolutely woke up. Y'all, you know what? You know how you say you have to get up in the morning and pray. At that place yesterday. I was praying for people though, because you know you still have to be in your right mind and like pray over people, and I was praying over myself because I need like that protection at night.
Yes,
crazies come out. And so it was so many things that happened last night, even in my neighborhood. I was so hurt that my neighbor somebody took all his tires off of his car, and we live in a pretty good neighborhood. And I'm just thinking that could have been our car. We took the good one out, and but that could have been us. And it was awful. So
took the
all four tires off of his Jag. And,
That's crazy.
The thing is that they're not like really expensive rims. So I'm like, what are they going to do with it's
the
really,
yes. And people get desperate.
Very desperate. So I'm glad that I was there praying and just, you know, for protection. And that's probably what saved us and, you know, our home that last night. But yeah, praying is good. I woke up like this. I did wake up like this. I turned 34. My knees. I feel every bit of that 34 on my knees. Oh, wow. Oh my God. It's just like, goodness, I'm rubbing them now. I'm telling you, and I didn't feel old until I spoke to my brother and he was like, how old you turn at 31, 32? I was like, no, 34. Okay. I was like, it's the first time I ever thought about my age, but I feel great. I love being,
great.
Thank you, 34, but my knees, I'm not even looking forward to another year with this pain. But I love this shirt. I woke up like this, thankful. Yes. This is awesome. And you got others. Is it here on this card?
Yeah, that's the very first design. But for those who would like to look at this design and others, you can go to the website, which is firstkingsapparel.com. And that's the number one ST, Kings with the S, apparel.com.
First Kings just inspired a whole movement. Just that verse alone. Inspired a whole movie. Do you have any other favorite verses that you like to read?
Oh, God. I really hate to be misquoting. I want to say it's Isaiah 48 and 33. And that would be so embarrassing. It's not
Girl, I don't know either. I just know them. I might not know, you know, the exact the exact one. Did I put you on the spot? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I need to read some more.
And you know what? I read my Bible every day. I just don't know like all the verses. Yeah. Like I can't quote them all, but I love the Lord.
Well, I would say Proverbs is a good book to read.
Proverbs is an excellent
book. Wisdom. Yeah.
Yeah. For wisdom. And then that last chapter 31.
The Proverbs 31.
What an amazing woman. Like every time I read that, I'm like, you know what? She just,
She was just great.
Mm-hmm. What I aspired to be.
Yes. All that good stuff. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for being here with me today. I just feel like we need to talk about more stuff. This is available on, you have a website as mm-hmm. well, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the website?
Yes, firstkingsapparel.com, which is the number one, stkingsapparel.com. And on there, so eventually in 2016, once I get my branding groomed for excellency, you'll be able to find my other websites. I'm definitely going to link everything together so you can follow me and all the things I'm doing. Also, I'm doing a new design mm-hmm. Because I believe in using some of like the urban terminology to, you know, catch the attention of youth today, but still bring the message of Christ. Mm-hmm. So something on the lines of turn up faith and turn down doubt.
Can I get a special order on one of those?
Okay, no
turn
problem.
Up faith, turn down doubt. I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. That is cool. And there's another one. Jesus, won't he do it?
Yeah, Jesus, hashtag won't he do it.
I love it. Did I hear somebody in, where was, okay, no, that was at the mall. Okay. It wasn't at that place that I was at, but it was at the mall. Somebody found the size shirt that they wanted and they were like, geez, thank you. Yeah, won't he do it? So that's good. So how's the feedback been?
I woke up like this. Thankful is number one selling design and Jesus hashtag won't he do it. I have some other things because the social media thing is doing really good. Mm-hmm. I have a design that I think is going to outsell this one.
Yeah.
So I don't want to tell everyone. I don't want to take it away.
Right.
You know, but definitely I'm looking for us to do some exciting things with First Kings in 2016. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
And you just sit down and you're like, you know what? I want it to be purple. I want these little dots on here. Is that what you do? You sit down with the...
Okay. I mean, it's literally just come in my mind. Different things come because actually Turn Up, Faith Turned Down Doubt actually came through a radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out of my mouth. She was like, oh my gosh, that's a great thing for a shirt.
Put it on a shirt.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, there we go. This one, I was just thinking, I was like, you know, I woke up like this. And I'm like, God, I'm really thankful today.
Yes.
I was like, okay, Beyonce, we're going flawless. Yes. I ain't flawless. I got some flaws. But I'm waking up thankful today.
Yes. And I got the girl in a kneeling position, which is good. I need to get on my knees a lot more. You know, these days, though. Oh, my goodness. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I had a little prayer pad mm-hmm. that I used to sit on the side of my bed. I believe, I mean, prayer is like, you need to do it. It is essential.
And not that some people get confused. Prayer isn't like, you know, oh, thou this God.
Yeah.
God, you know, today I'm really frustrated. Like, I'm going to need you to handle these people.
Because,
you know, I'm not trying to go outside your will and go out and be a bad example.
Yes.
So please help me get some grace right now. It's just that simple.
Just a regular conversation.
Yeah.
Your regular conversation that you have, you know, with your girls with a sprinkle of respect on top.
Yes.
And just, like you said, just, you know.
He already knows.
Yeah, he does.
Just be honest with him. So, yeah.
That's true. There's nothing that you can hide.
Yeah.
He knows that I was at that place yesterday. And he knows I had a great time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And thank everybody who had a hand or a coin in on my celebration. Ashley, is there anything that you would like to leave? You've done so much, like, and you're so inspiring. Like, I'm sure that you can inspire somebody who wants to start a nonprofit, somebody who wants to write a book, somebody who wants to start their own t-shirt line, somebody who wants to be in the restaurant business. I mean, just give us a good word.
I would say through all the things that I've learned is definitely having patience. When I started something, it was always let me hurry up and get this done. And it wouldn't be what I really wanted to be because I was in a rush to say, oh, I have this. But when you put out a product, make sure it's good, not necessarily rushing. So in the midst of wanting to start a nonprofit, any type of business, write a book, do your research. You want to make sure you put out good product. Make sure you're passionate about it and not necessarily for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have ups and downs in business. It's just like you have ups and downs in life. But it's going to be your passion, your drive, and your faith and belief in yourself and what you're doing that keeps you going throughout, because some people get excited about, you know, a business owner, you having a radio show, but mm-hmm. they don't necessarily know what you've been through, what mm-hmm. you had to sacrifice to get to where you're at. I mean, people want your glory, but they don't know your story. So therefore, in the midst of starting anything, just be passionate about it. Have patience. Oh God, that's the scripture. Patience mm-hmm. produces prayer. You know, mm-hmm. faith. Lord, y'all know that scripture. Like that. I don't know, but I don't know about heart. But patience is the key. Patience, consistency as well.
That's some, a good word yeah. for me next year. Consistency for sure is one of my words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep going, because sometimes just like a weight loss is a battle. You know, we lose 5 pounds and, you know, have a night, we go out, do too much, and we don't gain the 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. It's consistent. So things are not going to happen overnight. So that's the thing. Patience, consistency, and faith and believing that it's going to happen.
I love it. Now, tell us how we can keep in touch with all everything that you have going on. Okay. Everything.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the website. So let's look forward in 2016. You mm-hmm. have my name, which is Ashley Lounds, Lounds, Brooks.com. That is my blog right now. First Kings Apparel, 1ST Kings Apparel. Classic, which is the nonprofit, is Classic Corp. So CLASSICORP.org. And I'll be coming out groomforexcellency.com. I have a reserve, just haven't done the website yet. So
mm-hmm. Groom for Excellency. Now, wait, talk about that again.
That's me building, or excuse me, branding myself.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And it's business, life, relationships, God's way. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to, I'm working on myself as far as being certified to be a personal spiritual life consultant, counseling coach, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And just helping women to reach their goals. But most importantly, I want to focus on doing it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, when you're out there in the world and you may have a faith or relationship with Christ, sometimes the lines can get blurred, mm-hmm. and sometimes we're unsure which way to go. So I just kind of want to be that voice out there to say, hey, you can have a successful business. You can live a life that's fabulous and amazing and still have Christ in it. Not that you have to go around and wearing a shirt and this is, you know, right. Jesus mm-hmm. and preaching God every single day, but it's your character, how you live. So when people come to me, it's not that I have an outward and I'm always speaking about Jesus, but you know, it's something about her. I want them to be drawn unto me. And so when I sit down and speak with them, I was like, oh, okay, that's what you stand for. Definitely. So all my business is not that I put it out there, but First Kings, Classic, Single, Satisfied, and Saved, and Growing for Excellency, it all has that faith base. So I want people to be drawn into me.
That light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that light. Yeah. So I can give them that word.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to necessarily beat it on them. Mm-hmm. I want people to be able to relate to me mm-hmm. and then say, okay, cool. I see that she's doing it, so I can too. So mm-hmm. I want to definitely be relatable to people and get the word out there.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I mean, because sometimes there's a struggle, especially when you have a good, solid faith. There's a struggle like, okay, God, how do I run this business, but still mm-hmm. make sure that you're at the forefront and that people know that you get the glory.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's a struggle, even in my business, sometimes there's a struggle with that too, because if I had it my way, Jesus would be on everything. It would be Jesus, babies, business. That's how it would be. But I feel you, like, as long as, like, there's something around me or about me mm-hmm. that draws you in, and then at the end of the day, you know that it's all about my faith, then mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Yeah, my thing. Just because you don't have to push Jesus, you know, right. be a tithe giver. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can help support the kingdom by giving.
Absolutely. Giving is important. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It is so important. Me and my twin brother were talking about that the other day. He was talking about the amounts that he give. And I was like, when you start getting money, this money conversations that we have, but when you start getting real money, mm-hmm. you need to step your giving game up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that amount you're talking, it's cool, but these amounts, you know, you have to step it up, especially when you want your finances to be blessed.
Oh yeah.
I really think that giving is just so important. It has been very important for me and my businesses and just my whole finances all together. God is extremely good.
And one thing my elder in our church preached, he said, do you want 90% blessed or 100% cursed? I mean, I'd rather have the 90% blessed.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, he gave you the ability to make that money, regardless of if it's your own business or having a job. I mean, some people are still struggling to find a job today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just be blessed and thankful that you have that job and give back. I mean, even if you're in a spot where you cannot give financially. I mean, go out and give of your time.
Your time, absolutely. Because everybody's not. But I just feel like if you have a dollar, you need to give 10 cents.
10 cents, yeah.
I mean, you know, if I had a dollar, I would give 50 because I already know I'm going to get about $5 back.
Amen.
About 50 cents. And it's going to triple and double.
Amen is it, yeah.
Okay. So, Ashley, thank you so much
for
being here with me today.
Awesome. I enjoyed it so much.
I enjoyed it as well. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to my show today with the beautiful. Wait, we didn't talk about beauty because you are beauty. We talked about business. We talked about you not having a baby. But we didn't talk about beauty.
Awesome. Okay.
Let's talk about your beauty. Okay. What's your beauty regimen? This skin is gorgeous. Don't act like you don't do something.
What do I'm using? I think I'm using Urban Decay.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly put on makeup in the car. I want those when I just get in the car and put on makeup in the car. So, honestly, that's pretty much it. I mean, I try to drink as much water as possible, but that's perhaps not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, just definitely hydrating, taking care of the skin, and working out, that helps with stress and I think and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm makeup on the go. I don't necessarily try to do a lot, but vitamins and water and just meditating. I think all that helps work together.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm good for closing and then like, wait, we ain't talk about this. And then Lanice is like, okay, let me just. Okay, I'm officially closing. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you have any questions or you want extra information on Ashley, you can go. She gave you her information, but you can also send me an email or get in touch with me on all the social media, Business Babies and Beauty. I think I'm Biz Babies and Beauty on one of them. Or send me an email, info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com. Just keep up with the latest at businessbabiesandbeauty.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a happy, happy Wednesday. Today is my aunt's birthday. Happy birthday. We're going to turn up with you later. I'm sure anybody who was out with me last night is not listening today because you're recouping, but we had a great time. We catch the replay. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Bye.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.